The 2:30 at Ascot on Tuesday is the first race of the Royal Ascot Carnival, being the Group 1 Queen Anne Stakes over 1 mile. Three major chances exist in this race in the form of Parco Boy, Rip Van Winkle, and the very good mare Goldacova. Realistically, at the end of the day, we feel that Goldacova and Rip Van Winkle both have the edge over Parco Boy. Goldacova being the best horse in the race, we really like it to win. We're very keen on it, actually. Its last start victory at Longchamp on the 23rd of May was absolute top class. Last two seasons, Goldacova has been beaten first up from a spell, but this year, in the same race as she was beaten last year, she won the Prix de Isfahan, defeating Byword by half a length with a big 10-length margin back to Weiner Walzer in third. The form references through the beaten brigade do suggest she has come back in absolute peak form. Second up from a spell here, she's likely to improve again. When we look at the other runners, Parco Boy has won twice this season, including last start at Newbury. When he annexed the Group 1 Locking Stakes, we feel the form references through the beaten brigade back to Ukbar and Lord Shanakil does suggest it was slightly below true Group 1 level. With that in mind, Goldacova does look to have the edge over Parco Boy. Rip Van Winkle is the other horse right in the betting market, along with Goldacova and Parco Boy. Rip Van Winkle being first up from a spell for the Aidan O'Brien yard. Last season, it ran second to See the Stars at Sandown and was only beaten 2 lengths and 2.5 lengths by See the Stars at Epsom and Newmarket. After those defeats to See the Stars, he came out and defeated Parco Boy at Goodwood over 8 furlongs. We feel that Rip Van Winkle clearly has the edge over Parco Boy as well, but the race fitness edge given to Goldacova does suggest that Goldacova should be able to hold Rip Van Winkle here. So in this race, we have Goldacova as a very good bet at $2.68, $2.70 on Betfair currently, with the second elect being Rip Van Winkle. Parco Boy represents the value lane, the race trading at $4.50 to $4.60. So we have Goldacova for first, Rip Van Winkle for second, Parco Boy as the value lay. All the other runners merely just make up the numbers in the race.